Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It is day five
of
the Divine Mercy Novena, and we just got back from Ken's hometown of St. Walburg and had a lovely Easter weekend with his family.
That was really nice.
Mm-hmm. So it's been really awesome to read all your guys' comments and see some of your pictures that you've been posting. So thank you so much for joining us on this journey to Divine Mercy Sunday, which is already next Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to all the graces that God has to bestow on everybody, because we have no idea the impact that this novena has on our personal lives, but also on the world. So today, Ken's like, get to the point.
No, that's all true. It's all true. Bravo.
Okay. Today is day five. So we pray for those, we have to pray, we bring to Jesus the souls of those who have separated themselves from the church. And when I think about this, I just think of the people that are not necessarily in full communion with the church. And I feel like that sometimes is myself, you know, and at different points in my life where I haven't been completely faithful to, you know, what God desires me to be in, which is full communion with his church. So, and I'm sure all of us know people that we can pray for who fit this category.
You know, sometimes we think about the church as, or some people do, as this abstract entity out in the world that has no visible uniting factor, and is sort of, we're all Christians connected in Jesus' church by the power of the Holy Spirit. Part of that's true. Part of that is really, really missing the mark here, which is connected to who we pray for today, because Jesus clearly established a church. The church is not some sort of abstract spiritual entity, but Jesus went to Peter and said, you are a rock, you are Peter, and upon you I will build my church. And so Jesus, number one, gives us a visible sign of his church in the leadership of Peter, and then also carrying that through the apostles. You think about all the different other denominations, Christian denominations in the world. All of them at some point broke from another denomination. The Catholic Church is the only church that can trace its leadership right back to Jesus, who turned to Peter. And I think this is one of the great blessings of being Catholic. The second thing is that Jesus not only gave leadership to his church, to Peter and the apostles, but then he gave them authority. It's one thing to create a structure, I guess a visible structure, but the next thing, he gave clear authority. He said, whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. I mean, which church do you see throughout the world exercising this authority? He did not say, go and get people to confess me as Lord and accept them into their hearts, and then I will forgive their sins. He said, no, I give you authority. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Whoever sins you forgive, they are forgiven. So we have, one, a clear, visible head here in the church, visible head in the church. Number two, a church that has authority, clear authority. And number three, a church that has a mandate, a mission. At the end of Matthew, we have the Great Commission. Jesus says to the apostles, go into the world and make disciples of all nations. And so those who aren't in communion with the church are missing this. We also see that Jesus' clear intention about establishing a church. We look in the evidence of this in the apostles. We have a kind of confusion. What should we do with the Gentiles? And what did they do? The elders gathered under the leadership of Peter to decide the matter. We have St. Paul, who was Saul, converted, became Paul. And one of the first things he did is he went to Jerusalem and spent 15 days with Peter, acknowledging his leadership and his authority. You have no scriptural evidence of people establishing independent local churches in the early church. So who do we pray for is those who have separated themselves from the church that Jesus established, the church that leads and guides us in faith and morals, the church that is there because it's God's idea to make his people holy. And so I feel blessed that I'm Catholic.
Me too.
And I don't think it's easy. I think it's easier to be non-Catholic. in some respects. But there's only one reason to be Catholic, I think, and that is because it's true. And so today we pray for those who are separated from the church, that truth would touch their hearts.
That's very insightful. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I hope everybody's still able to get their heart rate up, because that's really important. And if for whatever reason you can't, because I know sometimes people have different limitations, that's okay. But you do what you can. Mm-hmm. Start slow and begin to grow.
Thanks for your time, everyone.
God bless.